Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It's our happy hour. Brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be live just about a month from now, December 19th, for our next live show, our Christmas Spectacular on Ice. It's going to be a fantastic time, so I want you to come out and join us for that at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. All right? So we got a lot to get to this hour, including Hitler's ball. So, and I don't know if a better way to pray. There's probably a better way to say that too, but you know, it is what it is. You'll understand when I share the story with you, and it's a story I'd rather not have to share with you, but.
Not only is that not the best way you could have put it, it was literally the worst way you could have put it.
Of all the ways to put it, that was the worst way to put it.
Easily the worst.
Well, people could think I meant a beach ball or a volleyball.
I don't think they did.
So, not necessarily one of his gonads, one of his nads, you know? Just saying. You know? Well, why don't we do the story? In fact, you sent me the story when I was on with Riley, so why don't you read the headline for us, Matt DeSantis?
I would prefer to let Justin read it, I think. He's the associate producer.
I have to load this clip that you're going to send.
Yeah, he's
me.
Busy. He's busy. You have nothing to do, so why don't you do it?
All right. Well, there's some DNA analysis that suggests that Adolf Hitler may have had a micropenis and just one testicle.
A micro penis.
I couldn't figure out another way to phrase that.
Micro penis and just one testicle. Is that right?
Yeah, not great. Yeah.
No wonder why the guy became an insatiable genocidal killer. Talk about having the deck stacked against you in life, huh? Now, don't write that. Don't twist that as I'm excusing Hitler because he had a micro penis and only one ball. I'm not saying that. I'm not doing that. I know some Media Matters is going to write that as I'm excusing him. I'm not. I'm just simply saying that when you have a micro penis and one, you know, only half a sack, your prospects are not great. So you combine that with the Treaty of Versailles, and, you know, obviously it's inevitable. That's all I'm saying.
So,
all right?
So he had... again, this is according to this new DNA analysis, Coleman syndrome, which means he had a 1 in 10 chance of the micro situation.
Oof. Man.
Those aren't good odds.
Those are not good odds. Those are bad odds. Anyway, so from that... Thank you for that riveting story, by the way. Something about history I wish we'd never known about, but now we do. I bet Sue didn't read that in Band of Brother or in D-Day. I don't think Stephen Ambrose knew about that when he wrote the book. I'm just saying. So anyway. All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock on a Friday. You're just lucky I'm here. What can I tell you? And I got to do a Fox News hit at 7 o'clock. Oh, I should have rubbed it in Coates' face more about the van. I didn't do that. Damn it. I only brought it up one time. So now I got to find a couple more ways to squeeze it in. This is disappointing, right?
Kind of disappointed. I thought for sure. I mean, you opened with it, so you started off strong.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure there was going to be another opportunity for you to reference it before the interview's conclusion. You're not.
Let's get her back on
today.
Let's call her up. I'm not on my A game.
It's like 11 p.m. in Madrid, so yeah, I'm sure she's got nothing better to do.
Well, I want to ask her about Hitler's micropenis, and also a reminder that I'm going to be in a van on my driveway doing a Fox News hit at 7:08 p.m. So
that's the creepiest thing, yeah.
Hey, Dr. Coates, I forgot to mention Hitler had a micropenis, and I'm doing a Fox News hit at 7 o'clock from my driveway in a van. That's all. Bye. Talk about a weird message to leave somebody.
Our last interview with the former Deputy National Security Advisor.
I know we had a really smart interview about liquid natural gas and China and AI and all this other stuff, but Hitler only had one ball. Bye. Anyway. Let's see here now. We've got a bunch of other things to get to, and let me just share this with you. First of all, And I was going to get to this with Coates, too, but then I didn't have a chance, and we kind of ran out of time. But China has a new robot, and this goes with what we talked about. This is the Walker S2 humanoid robot. It is the first mass delivery of industrial robots to major manufacturers for continuous factory and logistics work. It's primarily visual. We're going to throw it up on the YouTube chat, and then we'll describe it for you. So go ahead, Justin. And throw it up there for us. And we talked about this, I believe, last week, about whether or not we want these creepy robots in our home. Oh, no, I was talking about it with Kami Sean. That's right, Pinko Kami Sean, when he was filling in. And he said he would set it on fire, is what he said. So, oh, right, I'm not supposed to say what network I'm going to be on tonight. I take that back. You'll have to guess. All right, Justin, describe this robot for us, if you would, please.
Essentially, this robot, it's got like a big blue ringed eye on the front. It kind of looks like HAL 9000 from 2001. It seems to have a bunch of various... It's kind of like also, if you remember watching the movie iRobot with Will Smith.
Yeah.
It's got the same kind of like body structure as that, but with the ring eye of HAL 9000. And it's got them moving in lockstep like you would expect from, like, a Chinese military parade or a North Korean military parade. It almost looks AI, I'll be honest with you. It looks like it's AI-generated.
Yeah.
And they're all marching in step into these large silver shipping containers. And in the last one, you see it salutes, like, does a military salute. And then you see the trucks start to drive off.
It reminds me of... I don't know, it reminds me of something out of Star Wars, like when they have the Clone Wars and they have all those stormtrooper thingies.
Oh yeah, like from Episode 2 where they're all like going into the
That's what it reminds me of. So I mean, China owns Disney, so it's very possible that they just, you know, took a scene from the movie and just glossed it a little bit. But so that's March Forward is the slogan of this. March Forward. From this, the Chinese robots, which are coming to, I guess, an Amazon Prime delivery near you. There was a movie that came out on Netflix a couple years ago. It's an excellent movie. I highly recommend it. It's an animated movie called The Machines vs. the Mitchells. Have you ever seen this, Justin?
I haven't.
Mitchells vs. the Machines.
The Mitchells vs. the Machines.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix?
Yes. Yeah, it's very well done, very funny. And the reason why I love it is because it's actually a really good family movie. And the whole point of the movie is that it's a family and the kids are all obsessed with their phones and the parents are obsessed with their phones and nobody likes each other. And then everybody gets these robot assistants and then the robots all turn on everybody and try to kill everybody. I mean, it's not the most original plot line ever. And then the family has to battle to stay alive against these robots. And it's very cute and very heartwarming. And And funny, too. And if I can have an animated movie my kids will like that we can also like and has a good message, then that's a total win. But that was pretty good. But it kind of reminds me of that a little bit. Like, these things are coming, and you'd have to be an idiot to think that they're actually going to just be okay with vacuuming and doing your laundry and not try to take over and just run everything. I think you'd have to just be an idiot and not watch any sci-fi movie. Because these sci-fi movies are all warnings about this very same thing. But these robots now, they promise to be... I guess the initial order is enormous. The first batches are going straight to major industrial players. Geely, FAW, Volkswagen, Dongfeng, and Foxconn, which I don't believe is Fox News, which I will be on tonight at 7. From a van in my driveway. The robots will be integrated into manufacturing and logistics, where around-the-clock, uninterrupted work is crucial. So there you go. Now, this is a Russian AI robot. Face plants hard during the Grand Moscow reveal as a Rocky theme blares. This is the AI Sputnik, turned out to be a total Splatnik. A-Idol, Android, hailed as Russia's first anthropomorphic robot with artificial intelligence by its creator company of the same name, was led out into a Moscow stage to much fanfare Tuesday. Let's play this one, too. Cut 21. I don't like the fact that they're using Rocky, by the way. That makes me mad. I don't like that one bit. You like that, Justin?
Not in the slightest. I love how quick they are to bring out the big black cloak to cover everything. Because they knew immediately that...
Oh, as soon as it face plants, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, they were all... Like, they knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And they are fast with it.
Fast to cover that up. And you know that all those scientists are dead now. They all went poisoned. They all went and gone poisoned.
I'm surprised DeSantis hasn't defended any of this. Normally, he's Skynet's biggest defender here.
Yeah, you love AI robots, DeSantis. What's going on?
I don't like the Russian one. The Russian one, that's junk.
Oh, yeah, the Chinese one. That's fine, though, right?
Well, the Chinese one is impressive, at least. They are expensive. The Walker S2 robot is $180,000, which is significantly more expensive than the Neo bot that we had talked about during last week's show. It's also taller than the Neo bot, 5'9", but it can't lift as much. It can only lift 33 pounds. Mm. The interesting thing that I read about this is, and you mentioned it, it can work around the clock, and the way it's able to do that is with this autonomous battery swap capability. So it's a dual battery system, which is designed to allow the robot to automatically remove a spent battery and insert a fresh one. So it can work continuously, which is pretty impressive.
Well, coming to a store near you on Amazon Prime, 2-day delivery for most members, or overnight with a minimum spend. What do these things cost anyway? What's the ticket line on these things?
$180,000.
Oof! Wow.
So they're not cheap. The Neobot was significantly less expensive. I think that was like $20,000.
Oh, only, well, it doesn't work, though. That's why.
It can do things, just not well. The Neobot.
It can face plant well.
The Neobot didn't fall down. The Neobot just couldn't load a dishwasher properly, and it was incapable of cracking a walnut despite claiming to be able to lift 50 pounds.
Oh, okay. Well.
So, yeah, there's some questions as to how effective that one is.
Yeah.
The Musk robot could be good.
And Hitler has a micropenis.
Yeah. Well, 1 in 10 chance, yeah.
Now, my friend Dave Rettinger, who owns Rettinger Fireplace, and they just did my house. They put in a beautiful, beautiful gas log set, and they fixed my outdoor chimney. And he's one of the people that, a small business owner who donated to the Travis Manning Foundation. So he got the advertising campaign. And he just texted me and said, the Hitler stuff was a riot. Those robots are AI. There's absolutely no shadows casting off of them. Interesting. But if it was AI, I guess the only question I would say is, then why would they have them fall? That's the only question I'd have. And Matt DeSantis making the observation that the Russian robot walks like Joe Biden. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and much like Joe Biden fell flat on his ass, right? Well, that was the Russian robot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walked and fell just like Joe Biden. Flat. Just like Biden going down on the stage at the Air Force graduation. Splat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hunter's back in the news. We got some audio of him during this happy hour. And I just, you know, it's interesting how the Epstein stuff, this is Hunter's prediction on what happens with Ghislaine Maxwell. This is Hunter Biden now, cut number two.
The violence doesn't come from Democrats, just to be clear.
Oh, no, I get a different one, Justin. Sorry.
He's going to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine. And you're talking about the pardon to me? The pardon to me for a gun charge and not paying my taxes on time? So that I'm not left in the Federal Bureau of Prisons at the potentially under Donald Trump, mm-hmm. who's renditioning people to CICOT, a concentration camp in El Salvador? You got a problem with that? I mean, you know, if you do,
I think any father that loves their son would do the same.
Yeah, and that's my point. And so I am not being disingenuous. And you have people like Jake Tapper who go, "Well, this is an abomination," and Joe Biden attacked the legitimacy of the Department of Justice, and this.
First of all, you don't deserve a pardon either. Okay, you don't deserve a pardon. You did not. And you got one from your dad. And then all the other pardons were the auto pen. So let's not act like you're this victim here. You didn't pay I didn't pay my taxes. You didn't pay millions of dollars of taxes, you idiot. But here's the part about this, which I don't want anybody to forget. And I don't want this to get lost to history and Hunter Biden's victimhood here. Hunter Biden had the ultimate, don't call it a sweetheart deal, deal to cover up the financial crimes of the president of the United States of America. Back when they thought Joe Biden was a viable candidate, they offered Hunter Biden the most amazing deal of a lifetime, where they would take all of his not paying his taxes, roll it up into the gun diversion agreement from the Department of Justice, have it all go away, and the judge could not reject that agreement. So all of Joe Biden's crimes would have disappeared, because they would have disappeared with Hunter. Remember, the leverage they had on getting Joe Biden out of the race depended upon the fact of, A, Barack Obama knew everything that happened in that White House when Joe Biden had the Ukraine portfolio and was threatening them that he would withhold the funding. And B, that the laptop from hell was real and it was not Russian disinformation. It was real and it belonged to Hunter Biden. And three, the fact that they could use Hunter as leverage to get the old man, combined with the laptop, and expose him as the corrupt SOB that he was, and destroy his legacy. And that was the threat made by the Pod Save America bros. So when Hunter Biden says this crap, you have to remember something. Idiots hire idiots. They hire bad people. So I didn't do that. I hired Rettinger to do my fireplace because I'm a very smart person. So I hired a good person, good people to do. All my sponsors are great people. I'm saying like that's... But he hired a dumbass lawyer. And you think, oh, Abby Lowell, great lawyer. They rejected that plea agreement because he's such an idiot that he thought, well, could I still be charged for a future crime? And they said, yeah, you could. Theoretically, you could be charged with a FARA offense. And it was only because the judge was smart enough to play that Jedi mind trick game on a very stupid person that he fell for it and then rejected the entire plea agreement, because she had no ability to do that. She couldn't reject it because under the rules of a gun diversion agreement, of a diversion agreement with the Department of Justice, but this is only for firearms felonies with regards to this, you know, lying on this gun application. She can't reject it. But if they had come to her with a plea deal regarding all of the taxes as separate, she could have. So it was after that the deal collapses. Joe Biden's popularity goes down as the economy continues to go down. And then suddenly Hunter Biden gets indicted out in Los Angeles. And this time now they go after him. And why do they go after him? Because they want the old man out of the race. So instead of inoculating the president, this time around they go after his son, knowing that that guy is never going to serve time in a federal prison. He can't. He's a squealer. Just like in Batman, when the Joker comes in the Dark Knight and says about Lau, he goes, I know rats, and that guy, he'll squeal. He's not going to prison. Exactly the same thing. And you could hear Hunter Biden say that. They wanted to send me to a federal prison for not paying my taxes and for lying on a gun. Like, give me a break. No, you imbecile. They were going to send you to prison as a threat to get your father out of the race. His Justice Department was never actually going to put you behind bars, you imbecile. And you didn't go behind bars because you got a pardon from your father, which then covered up his own financial crimes. Because even though Congress could haul Hunter Biden before it and say, now you have to talk, you can't hide behind the Fifth Amendment because there's no risk of incriminating yourself, they're not going to do that. So it doesn't matter, and the whole thing goes away. And this guy gets to live the rest of his life now. I mean, I'm sure he'll still screw up, but he gets to live the rest of his life now, and he's fine from anything that he did, with no repercussions whatsoever. And he acts like the victim, and he acts like the baby, and we're supposed to pretend like his crimes, he just didn't pay his taxes. He didn't pay millions of dollars of taxes that he owed from making money as an international lobbyist, an unregistered lobbyist, mind you, using his father's leverage as vice president of the United States to essentially now blackmail foreign countries. This wasn't like, you know, I'm working at Target. I forgot to file my taxes. I lied about a home studio or something like that on my taxes. Or like, stop. And by the way, this is my real home studio. So there's, you know, not the home studio I'll be using for Fox. That's a van that's coming to my driveway. It's like a tick. It really is. It's like a verbal tick. It's shame. And did I mention I got invited to the Christmas party? I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to just zap myself and talk about Hitler's micropenis as we continue along here in our fourth and final hour. Matt DeSantis, why don't we play Eric Swalwell, shall we? So yesterday the news broke that he's official criminal referral on Eric Swalwell for mortgage fraud. And I don't know if we ever played that clip yesterday. Do we still have that today?
I don't have yesterday's clip.
Don't worry about it. We don't need it. But here's Eric Swalwell responding to that. This just broke a short time ago. Take a listen.
Spoiler alert for you. There will be allegations next week against somebody. That'll be false. No, the Justice Department has not said anything just through leaked media reporting. But this is really about Donald Trump going after his political enemies. And no one has been a more vocal critic than me.
And if anyone knows leaks, it's Eric Swalwell, Matt DeSantis. Am I right? Huh?
It's funny that you mention that, because I have a clip that I'd like to play for you.
Why don't you play that for us? Go ahead.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from...
Gosh.
It's funny every time.
Didn't Swalwell also try to go after Donald Trump and get him locked up and impeached? And didn't he do all those things and go after his political enemies? Am I wrong? Did I make that up? Pretty sure that happened. I don't know. I'm distracted by the Hitler story, so maybe I'm just making things up now. It's hard to say. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in on X at Rich Zeoli. This is Dem Representative Congressman Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts, very upset with the Senate, very upset now with everything that's happened with regards to the shutdown, and very upset that they lost. But did they lose actually for real? Cut number one.
I don't believe we got anything in this decision by the group of senators to cave in to the administration. We got a promise to consider, you know, bringing something up, but there's nothing tangible there. So no, I was extremely disappointed in the decision by that group of senators to cave in. I think we had great support for people who knew why we were fighting. Who knew that we were fighting for Medicaid and Medicare, that we were fighting for 24 million people who were going to lose their health insurance. I think it was a terrible mistake to cave in to the administration and to the Republicans and put this bill forward. I have zero trust that, remember, they fought us at every step. Even though they had money in the contingency fund to feed children, they refused to do so. They kept appealing judges' decisions that said, feed the children. So why would you trust people that you know took that position? I'm furious with the senators who decided to bail on us. There may be another opportunity in January, when this CR expires.
Hey, listen, man, don't be too hard on them, because they did help you guys win several elections. And even though it seems like you got nothing out of this, even though you probably, you know, legislatively got nothing, you weren't going to get anything anyway. You were never going to get anything. This entire thing was a political stunt designed to scare SNAP recipients and government workers and commuters and everybody else who was affected by the government shutdown. That's all it was. You were never going to get anything. I love listening to these people who act like there was actually ever a chance. I get it. Like, it's like Bernie, I get, because Bernie's a true believer, and maybe some of these people are. And Bernie reminds me of the guy who keeps finding the same thing over and over again and just get shocked by it. Like every time he's surprised. You know what I mean? He's Inspector Clouseau. He's just shocked that the Pink Panther got away again. He just can't figure it out. You were never going to get anything. You were never going to get, this was all a stunt. But hey, now that the progressive lunatics, and I know that that's kind of repeating myself, but they're all fired up. Jasmine Crockett may be running for the Senate. Now, the good news is it's Texas and she'll lose. Joining a long list of losers in Texas like Beto O'Rourke and other people. But no, she's thinking about it. I mean, this is it. The squad is emboldened after all this, after this whole shutdown fiasco. Cut six.
Win elections. Do you think that Chuck Schumer still knows how to win elections?
No, I know nothing about his strategies on winning elections. That is for sure.
You're thinking about running for Senate yourself.
I am absolutely thinking about running for Senate, and I'm hoping to have an answer within my inner circle probably within the next week and a half or so. But I will tell you this. I will tell you that I completely understand those that are disappointed. I will tell you that on November 4th, we won in places that we weren't supposed to win in, whether we're looking at Georgia or whether we're looking at Mississippi or whether we're looking at different parts of Virginia, where now we're going to end up having a supermajority in the House or in the Commonwealth in the House. I will tell you this. I will tell you that ultimately.
Actually, I don't want to hear what she has to say. She just said the quiet part out loud. She just admitted why they did the shutdown. She just admitted it. She just said exactly what they achieved. They won in Virginia and they won in New Jersey and they won in a whole lot of other places too. That's exactly what they did. But she's too dumb to acknowledge that she's not supposed to say that. You know, it's like you're like, zip it. You're not supposed to, zip. Don't say that. We want everybody to think that this was about ideology. This was a brave, brave stand. And, you know, Charlemagne the God says that she's actually the future. Democrats should roll with her. She's anointed, you see. And Charlemagne the God's got a lot of juice. I mean, not enough juice to get Mikey Sherrill to lose the election. But nevertheless, cut seven.
Jasmine Crockett is actually what the Democrats should be leaning into, mm-hmm. like, because she is a phenomenal messenger, and some people just got it. Like, some people just have a different anointing on them. You don't know why certain people, you know, cause folks to gravitate towards them. To me, it's more than Jasmine Crockett having that moment with Marjorie Taylor Greene when she was like bad bleach body or whatever it is. Like, if you watch her in these congressional meetings, like, she's always on message about something. I was watching her yesterday and she was, you know, just blatantly. She was like, yo, Donald Trump is racist and this whole administration is racist and it starts at the top. And she just broke down example after example of why she just said what she said. And you heard them gasp at first, but then she broke down example of example of why she feels the way she feels. Mm-hmm. But it was all rooted in how, yo, they just don't care about what's going on with the poor and disenfranchised. They don't care that y'all not getting y'all checks, you know, during the government shutdown. They don't care that the SNAP benefits, you know, are going to be gone on November 1st. They don't care about none of that.
They care about that ballroom.
And just the fact that she was able to articulate that in that 3-minute clip that I saw, and it was so powerful and so provocative, and you understood what the root of her issue was. And she got you by just saying, Donald Trump is racist, and this administration is racist, and let me tell you why, and then you get into all of the issues.
All right, that's enough. All right, that's enough. So first of all, if you want to keep going with the Donald Trump is racist thing, you want to keep going with that, I mean, you know, knock yourself out. That's not why the Democrats won. I mean, they won because they had to motivate disaffected Democrat voters to show up on Election Day by using a government shutdown. Let's be clear here. I don't want anybody to think that this was anything other than that, because the reason why the election results were the way that they were is not because people had a reaction to ICE deporting people. It's not just one thing, but Democrats were facing the prospect of all of these hundreds of thousands of Democrat voters staying home. And they were looking at the polling over the summer, and they're seeing Mikey Sherrill go from 20% down to 15%. They're seeing her go to 10%. You had Democrats panicking over this race. Virginia, this guy Jay Jones comes along, and he says something really, really stupid about this fantasy, this murder fantasy of killing kids and everything else. And then, so they needed to find a way to get Democrats to turn out. We said this was a turnout election. And the way they did that was to scare people who were SNAP recipients and to scare people that they were going to not get a paycheck. And also they were not going to be able to go to Disney for Thanksgiving or whatever else it was. That's what they did. Let's not pretend like it was anything other than that. Because I'm sick and tired of people trying to reinvent history here. You know, my buddy Mike Donahue, the chairman of the Cape May Republican Party, who I actually had a nice chat with him this afternoon, he pointed out, he highlighted the fact, 830,000 SNAP recipients in New Jersey. And many of them are working people. They're not just deadbeats and derelicts, but they're working people who also get SNAP recipients. And the prospect of not being able to feed their kids is a scary prospect. So then you have Mikey Sherrill going out there and saying, this is the Trump shutdown. We're saying it's a Schumer shutdown. She's saying it's a Trump shutdown. That message is playing better with them than it is than our message. I mean, they won the messaging war. Let's just call it what it is. They won the messaging war. They scared people. They scared Virginia workers, government workers who live in Virginia. And they did a good job of it. I mean, if you're going to acknowledge what went wrong, you have to acknowledge what the adversary did right. I mean, only an idiot would not do that. You know, you can't be a good political strategist if you won't take the time to acknowledge what the other side did effectively. But I'm telling you, it's not Jasmine Crockett screaming Trump is racist as the reason why the Democrats won on Election Day. That's not it. I mean, Charlemagne the God is a smart guy, and man has made a lot more money than I have in this business because he doesn't. I'm not going to take it. I'm going to say he's just, you know, he's doesn't work for Odyssey. I'm just going to say that, and that's all. Leave it at that. And Hitler has only one ball. I'll just leave it at that. All right, so we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back, and we'll continue with the show as we get into our... What? I'm just going to try very hard tonight when I'm in the van doing my Fox News hit on Ingram Engel to not blurt out, Hitler only had one ball. Could you imagine if I get nervous or the IFB doesn't work and I can't hear it? I go, Hitler had a micro penis. San Dimas High School football rules. Ooh. Damn it. Try really hard. Really hard. All right. Let me tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. American-made materials. Not just roofing materials. Doors, windows, siding. Made in America. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Not China. America. Yes, the Owens Corning shingle is made in Kearney, New Jersey, and Emmons is platinum certified. That means that they are the highest level of distinction, and that means that Owens Corning, they actually not just warranty the materials, but the workmanship for life. Lifetime warranty on materials and workmanship as well. The CertainTeed siding is made right outside of Philly. Pella windows, made in our area. In Ohio by the Amish. Pella doors and windows. Anderson windows, made in this area too. American made. So you're talking about the best of the best materials with the best of the best workmanship with my friends at Emmons, Emmons Roofing and Siding. And they also do kitchen and bathroom remodeling, and they did an amazing job in my old home of remodeling my kitchen and my bathroom, so much so that we're using them again to remodel the kids' bathroom in our new house, and I'm super excited about that. So make sure that you take a look at what Emmons can do for you and your home. Winter is basically here, and you still have time to have Emmons come and give you a free roof inspection. Now, they'll never tell you you needed a roof if you don't, but if you do, you'll get those American-made roofing materials with the lifetime warranty on the labor and the material as well. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. That's the Emmons difference. And Matt Kelly is a great friend of mine. The whole team at Emmons, they just do great work, and they serve a whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So please, take my lead and do what so many have done and have thanked me after they've used Emmons and call them today. Go to EmmonsRoofing.com, EmmonsRoofing.com, and tell them I sent you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All righty. So we got a socialist mayor in Seattle. We got a socialist mayor in New York. The commies, coast to coast commies. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. Veneria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. And check out those year-end benefits, because you could be leaving money on the table. So don't do that. All right. Reach out to Dr. Mike today. VeneriaDental.com. On CNN, they try to defend the fact that this new mayor of Seattle, this commie, has never really had a job. I mean, she had lots of jobs. She's never actually stuck to a job, let me put it that way, and takes money from her parents. So this is a CNN claim anchor. Let's see if I can find this one actually now. Where is it? What clip is it, Matt? Aaron Burnett, cut 10. Thank you. There's another, it's a different CNN clip I was looking at. CNN anchor Aaron Burnett running cover for the 43-year-old soon-to-be mayor of Seattle, Katie Wilson. Take a listen.
So I want to ask you one other thing, because you sit here as a mayor-elect, you're in your early 40s, you've accomplished so much at such a young age. And in that context, you have been open about the fact that you have done that with your parents' help, that your parents who live across the country have sent you checks to help pay for your toddler's childcare, right? That with all the things that you've accomplished, when it comes to affordability, that you still needed that. Now, Fox News and the New York Post frame that in a negative light. They have said, mayor-elect, that you are, quote-unquote, living off your parents' money. I'm curious how you see it, because this is something you've been very open about. Do you think that people in Seattle see this as a negative or as a positive that people can relate to?
Well, I'll say that my opponent's campaign and the corporate PAC that tried to stop my election certainly cast it as a negative thing. But, you know, campaigning for office is stressful. Seattle's one of the most expensive cities in the country. Our child care is off the charts expensive. And honestly, I think that a lot of people of my generation and younger and older found it very relatable that during this stressful campaign, you know, my parents chipped in to help to pay for the cost of their granddaughter's daycare. And I think, you know, families help each other out. And I certainly acknowledge that I'm lucky to be in a position where my parents were able to do that. Not all families have that privilege. And, you know, that's why I'm going to fight for affordable childcare and affordable housing for every family in this city.
I just, Matt DeSantis, help me understand something here. Erin Burnett keeps saying how successful and accomplished she is. And you gave me the list of jobs that she's had, and it reads like something out of a Dr. Seuss novel or a Dr. Seuss book. A barista, a boatyard worker, an apartment manager, a lab technician, a baker, construction worker, legal assistant. The only thing we're missing here is candlestick maker. I'm just trying to understand what makes her so accomplished and successful.
Well, there were a couple. First of all of those industries are completely unrelated to one another. And then, secondly, I read that she didn't actually have a full time job until her late 30s. So she didn't get a full time job until just recently. I think it was 2019.
And what was that job?
I actually don't know what it is off the top of my head. I can find out. But the most maddening statistic from all of this is that she went to Oxford, so there's no excuse for underperformance. She basically just didn't like to work, I think.
This is the problem. She doesn't have to work because she's got her parents helping her out with childcare. And, I mean, it'd be one thing if she was you know, running on this platform of trying to help people lift themselves up. She's trying to help government be the parent here and do what her parents did for her, which is to bail them out. I mean, am I missing something? It's literally what happened with her.
Yeah, I find her incredibly annoying. If you're struggling, I have empathy for an individual that's putting in effort and just can't get ahead. But if you have wealthy parents that put you through an Oxford education and you're working as a barista, that's on you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And she kept changing jobs. So I'm just curious, what full-time job did she end up with in her late 30s before she ran for mayor of Seattle?
So I know she worked for a nonprofit. That was like the first time she made real money. She made $73,000. It looks like it's the Seattle Transit Riders Union.
For a nonprofit, they pay that kind of cash out there, and she needed help with childcare?
Evidently.
And she... okay, what does her husband do? Does her husband have a job?
Scott Myers.
Or is he a stay-at-home beta dad?
They've been married since 2004. Let's find out what Scott does.
The now first man of Seattle.
Oh, he's a screenwriter.
Oh, he's another guy with that. He doesn't have a job.
It doesn't look like he's made any movies since... Actually, no, this has to be a different Scott Myers. I take this back. I don't think it's the same guy. Oh, maybe it is. I don't actually know. I'll have to investigate. But if it is the same Scott Myers, he's a film writer, screenwriter.
All right. Well, we'll try to see if we can learn anything about the new first man of Seattle. Very interesting. Well, that CNN anchor was Erin Burnett. This is a different CNN anchor, Abby Phillip. Claimed on Wednesday part of her job is to explain facts to conservatives because they live in a completely different information world. So she's host of CNN News Night. Some of our friends have gone on there. That's where you see Scott Jennings a lot. And Brianna Lyman's been on there a bunch of times. Lydia Moynihan's been on there a bunch of times. Anyway, this is what she said. Cut 13.
Conservatives are living in a completely different information world.
Absolutely.
Than liberals. And breaking that down needs to be done, because when you don't ever even hear the facts, it's hard to even know that you're wrong. And that happens a lot. I mean, half my job sometimes is knowing what the latest conspiracy is, so that if it comes up, I'm ready to address it. Because it happens a lot where people don't even know that what they're saying or what they've seen and believe is not true. And so that happens a lot. And I don't come away from that saying, what's the point of this? People are just saying false things. I think that one time that person brings up something that is debunked and false, and I debunk it mm-hmm. at the table, might be the very first time that someone out there has heard an alternative point of view.
Amazing to me that, well, I mean, hey, look, give her credit for admitting it, right? Credit for saying what we all know to be what they do on CNN, which is to, you know, engage in propaganda. Can't find anything regarding Scott Meyer's career, which might mean he does nothing. So he's a screenwriter. It's like, reminds me of Arrested Development when Tobias becomes an actor. He's an actor.
Just to clarify, I don't think he is a screenwriter. I think he's an activist, and it doesn't look as though they've made public what his profession is.
Oh, so he's a full-time activist.
Full-time, that's your word. I don't know. I just know it, from what I found, he has been engaged in activism, and I couldn't find any clear indication as to what his profession was.
Well, no wonder why they had to get a freaking bailout from their parents to help pay for childcare. The guy doesn't work, and, you know, oh, man. By the way, J.D. Vance, he's probably going to be sitting down with the president to talk about 2028, which is crazy that we're thinking about 2028 already. But yeah, the party has to start figuring out what it wants to do, because they've got to start making some decisions here in terms of, is J.D. Vance going to be the heir to MAGA? Is it going to be Rubio? Is there going to be an all-out battle? And we don't know where we're going to be in terms of, you know, economically in a year from now. I mean, it's a million years away. But at the same time, you've got party chairs and money people, and they're all sitting on the sidelines now trying to figure out what the president wants to do here in terms of anointing his successor. Not that he's going to run again, but in terms of, is he going to bless J.D. Vance? Is he going to say, all right, J.D. versus Marco, let's have tryouts and, you know, break some cue sticks and hand them to them and see what happens? But I don't know. And that's the thing. And J.D. Vance says he's going to sit with Trump and chat with him about this. This is cut 15.
We're going to win the midterms. We're going to do everything that we can to win the midterms. And then after that, I'm going to sit down with the President of the United States and talk to him about it. But let's focus on the now, because we've got well over a year to do as much as we can for the American people. And my attitude, Sean, is, look, if we do a good job, the politics will take care of itself.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's true. And I don't necessarily think that we're going to be waiting till then to have these conversations, because I think there's a lot of people right now who are looking at this and wondering where they're supposed to be and what they're going to do. And so, you know, we'll see. I mean, I think that there's probably going to be more people running than just JD. I don't know if anyone has the ability to hold the coalition together the way Donald Trump does. I don't think J.D. Vance does. I don't think Marco Rubio does. I don't see that. Trump, as I've said to you before, is a once-in-a-lifetime political figure. Once in a lifetime. And there might be people who might be loyal to him and say, okay, but then have their problems with J.D. Vance and say they like Rubio better. Or maybe the two of them will just say they're going to be a ticket and then squash anything else and that's it. And you just shut everybody down. But that doesn't mean that that's going to work out that way either. I mean, it's a long way to go. And so we will have to see. No doubt about that. But in the meantime, it's going to be fun to watch Democrats all try to pin everything on the president of the United States of America. And I think that as you look at the rise now of the socialists, the rise of the socialists in places like New York and places like Seattle, the question is going to be, by the time 2028 rolls around, how badly have these people screwed things up? And then where does that leave Democrats? You know what I mean? Like, if you're running for president as a Democrat, what do you do about a party that is now allowed socialists to take over? What do you do about that? It's a question that nobody has an answer to. Nobody has an answer to what you do if you're Josh Shapiro, if you are anybody else, and your party has now become the party of the commies. What do you do? And they have such a seat at the table. Whereas it's a lot easier for Republicans to kind of figure out who's the heir to MAGA at this point, because the Never Trump movement has been basically crushed. And it's really, no, I mean, Adam Kinzinger, there's, you know, he's saying in 5 or 10 years, no one will admit that they're a Trump supporter anymore. It's like, well, why not? I don't think that that's true. I don't really think that's accurate. But the Never Trumpers are really gone. But there's some closet Never Trumpers who are out there for sure. But in terms of a political movement, it's really just a matter of figuring out who's going to be the heir apparent. The coalition will largely hold itself together unless something dramatic happens. But on the Democrat side, you're talking about a party where you've got people who have to openly deal with people within their ranks who elected multiple commies. Not just one, but two, and then in other places around the country that we don't even talk about. I don't know what you do with that if you're them. Like, I know what you do if you're J.D. Vance or if you're Marco Rubio. You try to get along and figure this out and figure out who's going to be running as president, who's going to be running as vice president. I don't know what you do as a Democrat when you got to deal with commies. So, all right, more to come in our fourth and final hour. But let me tell you about why I recommend Dr. Mike Venerius so much to each and every one of my friends and family. It's because other dentists recommend their patients to Dr. Mike Venerius. That's right. They send their patients to see Dr. Mike. So that means then when they need something complicated, say dental implants, for example, they need something to be done that's really complex dental surgery, the dentist call up Dr. Mike and they say, I got a patient for you. And then that person goes to see him. And that dentist then puts their name on the line for Dr. Mike. That says everything you need to know right there about the level of trust they have with Dr. Mike Venerius. And I'll tell you something, and this is the key point too. You may have benefits that are expiring at the end of this year. Please don't let them go to waste. You can call up Dr. Mike's office, super nice people, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020. They'll help you work through it all. They'll help you figure out what benefits you have, what's going to be left on the table, and then they'll make sure that you don't leave it on the table, and you can have a great smile upgrade. There's two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, and Dr. Mike is my family dentist, and that's why the entire Zioli family goes to see him. So put your trust in him, like so many dentists have put their trust in him, by referring their patients to Dr. Mike for the complex stuff. That's Dr. Mike Venerius, VenerIaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.